Even though February is ratings sweeps month for television, when the networks try their best to attract viewers, TV critic David Bianculli says he's drawn more to the impressive releases of TV series on DVD. Among the current releases, he says, are shows from three different decades that all tried something original and succeeded.
Three new DVD box sets, each presenting the entire first season of a pioneering TV series, were released recently on the same day. From the 1980s, there's NBC's Miami Vice, which forever changed television by injecting rock music into the dramatic narrative. From the 1990s, there's ABC's Murder One, which predated 24 by devoting an entire season to one self-contained continuing storyline. And from the current decade, just last year, comes the first season of Deadwood, the boldly different new Western series from HBO. Miami Vice, which premiered in 1984, took the then-fresh energy of MTV videos and applied them to the standard buddy cop drama. Anthony Yerkovich created the series, and producer Michael Mann was the guy obsessed with both the visuals, all those pastels, all those defiantly cinematic camera angles, and the music. It's difficult to watch dramatic TV these days, from The West Wing and ER to Gilmore Girls and Desperate Housewives, without encountering a montage, usually at the end of the hour, backed and framed by a rock song with vocals. It's so commonplace now, like the handheld jittery camera work from Hill Street Blues, that it's hard to remember a time when it was new. But it started with the pilot of Miami Vice, specifically when In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins was used in the show's climax. Don Johnson, as undercover cop Sonny Crockett, is on the way to a potentially deadly after-dark showdown with a drug dealer. But he stops along the way, on his rendezvous with Destiny, to use a payphone to call his ex-wife, played by Belinda Montgomery, who's serving dinner to their young child. That's one way to gauge how old Miami Vice is. This is the era before cell phones. But the integration of dialogue and music, so groundbreaking then, still sounds fresh.
Well, you told me you were drowning.
You know better than that. No. Hello.
Caroline?
Sonny?
I need to know something, Caroline. The way we used to be together. I don't mean lately. But before. It was real. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You bet it was. Sonny, what's wrong?
Nothing, Caroline.
Universal Home Video's Miami Vice release contains that movie-length pilot, as well as all other shows from the first season. The extras are disappointingly dated and thin, but the shows themselves are worth the purchase. Not only for the piece of TV history they provide, but for early glimpses of such future stars as Bruce Willis, Jimmy Smits, and Ed O'Neill. From the 90s, and from Fox Home Entertainment, comes Murder One, the Stephen Bochco courtroom series from 1995. Daniel Benzali from NYPD Blue stars as a gruff but moral defense attorney, with Stanley Tucci as his much less principled client. The breakthrough here is that the primary murder case, from initial arrest to jury selection, trial, and verdict, stretched over 23 one-hour episodes. And they're all here in this box set. Think of it as 23 rather than 24, but requiring the same viewer commitment and offering the same complexities. Its supporting cast boasts three wonderful actresses, Patricia Clarkson, Donna Murphy, and Bobby Phillips. And Murder One is a perfect series to watch on DVD, seeing the episodes as quickly or as slowly as you want. Best of all, though, is HBO Video's new release of Deadwood, the Western from David Milch of NYPD Blue fame. It's a series with such rough language and content and characters, it takes a lot of getting used to. I wasn't sold on Deadwood until episode 6, but by then, I considered it one of last year's very best programs. The acting, particularly by Keith Carradine as Wild Bill Hickok and Ian McShane as town patriarch Al Swearengen, is magnificent. Both of their characters are based on real-life residents of the actual town of Deadwood. But Milch has added lots of fictional characters and touches, all to explore human nature at its best and worst in a dazzlingly different Western. And the extras here are about as good as DVD extras get. There are documentaries and audio commentaries, and even a pair of special segments in which actor Carradine interviews creator Milch about various aspects of Deadwood, and gives us special insight into the weird workings of David Milch's inner muse.
Now, you've created, you've captured in a big way the imagination of a large and really rabidly enthusiastic audience with what you're doing here. It looks like you're going to be here for a while. You know, the forces of nature willing.
Yes. They say if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the line in episode 12. Yeah. How true. Yeah. So knowing that you're probably going to be able to do this for a while, mm-hmm. you don't strike me as somebody who has a master plan in that way. It seems as though you have picked a road to go down.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's what you're going to do is
and
just
I
keep going
walk
down
on it as long as you know God intends that and I've never been on any road that I didn't find interesting. You just have to know how to look, and what allows you to look and to see is humility, which doesn't require of the road that it conform to your expectations. Or your previous experience of Rhodes.
Any of these three DVD sets, Miami Vice, Murder One, and Deadwood, will provide hours and hours of entertainment. All of them are as worthwhile as most of what's on TV today, which is why I continue to get excited by the release of new box sets of old TV shows. Oh, and the second season of Deadwood, by the way, is just around the corner. Deadwood returns March 6th on HBO.
David Bianculli is TV critic for Fresh Air and the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shorrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Sam Brigger. Anne-Marie Baldonado directed the show. I'm Terry Gross. We're closing with a song by Harold Arlen. He was born 100 years ago today. He wrote many songs that have become standards, including Over the Rainbow, I've Got the World on a String, Let's Fall in Love, Come Rain or Come Shine, That Old Black Magic, Blues in the Night, and I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Here's a 1933 recording by the Leo Reisman Orchestra featuring Arlen singing his song, Stormy Weather.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather sends my gal and I together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. So weary all the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun.